The true Jesus Church replaceable?
这个问题是我们这个真耶稣教会这个名字是不是可以更改？
Okay, now I think we first look at the meaning of the name.
首先我们来看这个真耶稣教会这个名字的意义是什么？
This is, I'm going to tell you about the traditional explanation of the church.
首先我跟你讲说我们传统的这个真耶稣教会的名字的解释是什么？
When we talk about the word true, it's a reference to God. God is the true God.
当我们说真，是指着说真神，因为神是真的。
And Jesus, can't even spell. Okay, and Jesus is the mediator.
那主耶稣就是中保。
Between man and God.
在神跟人中间。
The church is what? A group of people whom Jesus has bought with his blood.
那这个教会就是一群人由主耶稣的宝血所赎来的。
So redeem people. Now, if you look at the meaning of the church, the name of the church.
所以如果我们看这个教会这个名字的意义。
For us to go to God,
要从教会到神的这个地步。
Then we must pass through Jesus.
我们要经过主耶稣。
So you find that the name of the church actually what? Encompasses the entire salvation plan of God.
所以我们看这个真耶稣教会这个名字已经包括整个救恩的意义都涵盖在里面。
That's right. Do you think this name is replaceable?
所以如果你这样想，你想说这个名字还可以更改吗？
I think it captures everything that you know that God you know has done. Yeah, when He came into this world.
我想这个教会的名字已经包含了所有这个救恩的重点在里面。
Everything about salvation can be seen here.
所有的救恩的意义都可以包括在这个名字里面。
That's why we don't believe that this is replaceable.
这是为什么我们不相信说这个名字可以更改的。
Okay. True means God.
真就是代表神。
We turn to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书 20章.
Chapter 10.
耶利米书 第10章.
Jeremiah chapter 10, we read verse 10.
耶利米书 10章 10节.
But the Lord is the true God.
第10节, 唯主神是真神.
So whenever the word true is mentioned in, you know, it represents, you know, the nature of God, the divine attributes of God.
所以当这个真, 谈到真的时候, 就代表说这是神的神性。
Alright. It's okay. This one is irreplaceable.
这是为什么说真耶稣教会这个名字是不能更改的, 也不能被代替的。
Okay. Now the next question, yeah? 你念念吧。
怎样才能一针见血的来传福音？
一针见血， how do you pierce a needle. How do you translate it? How to preach the word of God with great clarity. Right? I think to do that, first you need to have a solid conviction in what you believe in.
要能做到这个地步，第一，你要对我们自己的福音有这个很深信不疑。
If I don't even believe in baptism saves,
如果我自己都不相信说这个洗礼可以让我们得救，
then how can I tell people hey, baptism saves?
那我怎么有办法跟人家传说这个洗礼能让我们得救呢？
There's no conviction.
因为你没有这个执着，没有深信。
Because my faith is not built upon you know the word.
因为我们的信仰不是建在这个神的话上面。
I think if you want to preach the word of God with great clarity, first we must know what we believe in.
所以如果我们要能像这个单子所讲，要一针见血的传这个福音，我们要对我们自己的福音非常的清楚。
Like the true church.
就像真教会。
Do you believe that the true Jesus just saved?
你真的相信说这个真耶稣教会让你得救吗？
Do you believe that TJC is the only true church?
你是否真的相信说真耶稣教会是唯一能让你得救的教会吗？
If you don't even believe that, then how can you preach with clarity?
所以如果你都不能相信这个，那你怎么有办法传福音呢？独一真教会有这么多的真理做根据，我们如何把这些章节记住，让人信服这是独一真教会呢？
There are so many biblical support on the one true church. How can we remember all these verses and preach with convictions to others, the one true church?
要怎么 记住这些章节呢？
好。
要怎么记？
How can you commit all these verses into your memories?
要如何把这些章节我们所谈到的都印在我们的脑海里面呢？
I think it comes with practice, isn't it?
当然这是 要常常的练习。
Again, I say we need to believe in the true church first.
我再次说我们自己必须要相信这个独一真教会。
And then you preach, and then you talk about it, and
so
then you will remember.
所以当我们相信以后我们去传我们去讲，这样我们自己就会记得了。
Sometimes we find that when we preach, people come to believe. Obviously, it's the work of God.
当然，当我们在传的时候，人家来信，这是神的作为。
Then why does God work through you?
但是神的工为什么借着你这个器皿来做出来呢？
Because you have the conviction in the word.
因为你深信神的话。
If you don't believe, then God won't work through you.
如果你不相信的话，那神也不会从你身上借着你来做工的。
Is there anything wrong with going to listen to other church or churches concerts like Christmas, Easter concerts or plays?
我们去去别的教会的音乐会，或者是像这个圣诞节、这个复活节的这个音乐会的表演，这样有没有关系？
First, we don't celebrate Christmas, we don't celebrate Easter.
我们不庆祝圣诞节，也不庆祝复活节。
We are God's children, we are different from the world.
我们是神的子女，我们跟这个世界的人是不一样的。
It is always important for us to keep ourselves from the influence of the world.
所以我们很重要，我们要把自己分别为圣。
I think that is the principle to abide by.
这是我们这是应该要有的一个原则。
I feel that if we truly pursue God, then God will give us wisdom to know what to do and what we should not do.
所以如果我们真的去追求神的话，那神就会给我们智慧，让我们知道什么应该做，什么应该不要做的。
If we don't pursue God,
如果我们不追求神，
we find that it's like everything is fine. You know, we can do anything we want.
你会发觉说，好像什么事情都可以做，就像这个世界的人一样。
Right. Obviously, I don't think it's right to go and, you know, attend a Christmas party or Easter or to go to Easter concert or whatever. It's not right.
我觉得去这个圣诞节的这个宴会，或是舞会，或是音乐会，或是复活节的是不是不应该的？
As Christians, we need to make our stands clear.
作为一个基督徒，我们要对我们立场非常的清楚。
We are the children of God. We are different from the world.
我们是神的子女，我们跟这世界的人是不一样的。
We belong to the true Jesus Church.
我们是属真耶稣教会的。
We are not like any other, you know, Christian denominations.
我们跟其他的这个基督教派是不一样的。
Now, I think the passages we read early on, God has drawn a distinction between His chosen people.And the rest of the people on the face of the earth.
我在我们稍早读的章节，神把他所选的这个选民跟世界人是分别出来的。
We read again Deuteronomy.
我们请翻开《生命记》
chapter 7,
第七节。
七章。
《生命记》第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7,
生命记第七章。
We read verse
6. 第六节。
For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples of the face of the earth.
第六节，因为你归主神，你神为圣洁的名，主神你神神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
We have been chosen to be a people for Himself, for God.
我们特别为他为被他所拣选来作为神的子民。
You find that our status is very honorable.
我们发现说我们的身份是非常的宝贵。
We are high above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
我们高于世界上的任何人。
So you know we have to be very careful with our deeds and our conducts.
所以对我们所作所言、行为举止都要非常的小心。
Actually, we don't lose anything. You know, if we don't go to this kind of parties, we don't lose anything.
当然，更不用说，如果我们不去这些宴会或是音乐会，我们也不会损失任何东西的。
In fact, you know, we gain a lot by not going there.
但是当我们不去的时候，我们却得到了许多。
Why? Because we make it clear to the world that we are God's children. We are different from them.
我们让世界人知道说我们跟他们是不一样的，我们是神的子女。
So my answer is no.
所以我的答案是不行。
Is there anything wrong with reading Bible commentary or listening to Christian sermon programs from other churches on the radio?
这个读外其他教会的参考书，或是听这个其他教会的这个网站，看网站或是听这个收音站，有没有关系？可以吗？
Now again, I think the broad principle is that,
我想这是再回来说，这是跟我们的原则有关系的。
We have the Spirit because we have received the true gospel. Okay.
我们有这个灵，因为我们已经接受这个真理得救的福音。
We know that commentaries or sermons from other churches are not completely pure.
我们知道这个外教会的这个参考书籍或甚至他们的正道并不真的很纯净的。
So I think more often than not, you find that you know certain sermons or writings are mingled with even heresies.
你会发现有时候他们所讲的很多时候跟他们所传的这个跟异端有稍微有一些关联。
So why do you want to risk yourself?
那你为什么要冒这个险呢？
You know, there are some like reference book like concordance, I don't object to using those tools.
有一些参考书籍，比如说这个经文汇编，这个我就不反对。
But if you know that you cannot discern, then why do you want to risk your spiritual life?
但是如果你知道你自己并没有办法分辨的话，那你就不应该冒这个险。
Right. I thought we should ask question on the one true church. But this question on the one true church. Okay. If we believe all 10 basic beliefs except one true church, is that okay?
如果我们相信所有的十大信条，但是就是不相信独一真教会，这样可以吗？
Why do you want to rule out the doctrine of the one true church?
你为什么要把这个唯一真教会这个信条排除掉呢？
Does it sound offensive to you?
这是不是听起来是不是让人家很难受呢？
Oh, you are so afraid even to mention about the church.
是不是听起来会得罪人？说你不敢提这个独一真教会呢
？I think again, the passages we have talked about just now.
所以我们刚刚所读的章节有讲到。
God has placed what this chief cornerstone in Zion.
神已把这个房角石放在锡安。
And our response should be one of being very joyful and very happy about it.
那我们的回应应该是非常喜乐、非常高兴的。
I think we read again the Psalms.
我们再来看诗篇。
Psalms 118.
请看诗篇118篇。
Psalms 118.
诗篇118篇。
Verse 22 to 24.
22节到24节。
The stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
二十二节，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
According to Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16, this stone is found in Zion.
在以赛亚书二十八章十六节说，这块石头是在锡安的。
This was the Lord's doing.
这是神的作为。
It is marvelous in our eyes.
在这个神眼中是非常稀奇的。
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
啊，这是神所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
So we should be happy and joyful.
所以像这里所说，我们应该要高兴欢喜。
Let me put it very clear.
所以让我们清楚地讲。
If you feel that it is offensive to talk about the one true church.
所以你觉得讲不出来说这个我们这个是独一的真教会的话
or you don't believe that this is the true church of God.
甚至你不相信我们是独一的能得救的真教会
there is something wrong with your faith.
那你的信仰真的有问题
you need to ask God for help.
你需要祷告神求神帮助你
otherwise you stray away from the church one day.
不然的话有一天你就会离开神
you will never come back.
你就再也不能转回来
because God has shown you the truth.
因为神已经把这个真理显给你看。
You have received the Holy Spirit.
那你已经得到圣灵了。
And yet you still question the trueness of the church.
但是你还是对这个真理有疑问。教会的这个真教会有疑问。
So you need to repent to come back.
所以你要悔改才能转回来。
This is a serious matter.
这是一个很严重的问题。
It's a spiritual problem.
这是一个属灵的问题。
If a deacon, minister, worker, council member does not believe that TJC is the only true church, is there any problem with their continued servitude in the church? Okay, what was that? Okay. Okay to continue preparing Holy Communion, perform baptism, food washing teachings.
如果一个圣职人员或者是执事传道圣工人员或者是职务会的人员不相信真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会，那这样有什么问题吗？那在他们在教会继续做服事可以吗？那如果他们在这个圣礼方面在做服事，这样子可以吗
？I'll tell you about what we do in the UK.
我只能跟你分享说我们在英国是怎么做的。
There's a deacon who does not really believe in the one true God, not one true church, one true God,
one true church,
one true God.
在英国有一个执事他不相信独一真神。
He is influenced by the teaching of the self existence of Satan.
他相信说这个撒旦是自由拥有的。
被影响了。
被影响了。
So we the church and not we the church stopped him from being a deacon.
所以教会就把他停止。
Stop him from working, from serving, from serving. The church does not allow him to perform any sacrament.
那教会也不让他做任何的这个圣礼，办任何的圣礼。
This is our stance.
这是在英国教会所做的。
Okay, it's very clear.
应该是很清楚的。
This is the belief of the church. If you are an ordained worker of the church, or if you are a council member or whatever, then you need to fully believe in the doctrines of the church.
所以这是我们教会的信仰。如果你今天是圣职人员，甚至是职务会的人员，你就应该完全相信。
If you don't believe, then you should step down.
如果你不相信的话，那你就不应该做这个服事的侍奉的工作。
Otherwise, you corrupt the church.
不然你就会让这个教会腐败。
Next question.
下一个问题。
Some people said, why do you said only one true church?
有些人说为什么你说是唯一的真教会呢
?But Christ is only one body.
因为主耶稣只有一个身体。
One body, and this body is the church.
这个身体就是教会。
If I don't say one true church, then what shall I say?
如果我们不说独一真教会，那我们应该怎么说呢
？Can I just say true church? Oh, implying that there are also true churches out there.
是否我只是说真教会，暗示说在外面还有其他的真的教会
？But we know that this is against the faith.
我们知道这是跟我们的基本信仰是违背的。
It's against the teaching of the Bible.
也是跟教会跟圣经的教训是违背的。
Bible clearly tells us there's only one church.
圣经很清楚说只有一个真教会。
Jesus said, "I'm going to build my church." One.
那主耶稣，我要建我的教会。
On this rock.
在这个
Jesus himself.
在这个磐石上面，就是主耶稣上面。
Again, I said, yeah. If you think that there are true churches out there,
所以我再说一次，如果你想在我们教会外面有其他的真教会
，TJC is only one of the many so-called true churches，
或者是相信真耶稣教会只是其中一个能得救的教会。
Then I would say that there's something wrong with your belief。
那我要说你这个信仰是有问题的。
You need to change yourself。
你要改变。
Okay。Simple as that.
就是这么简单。
If you read the basic belief in the back of hymn books, if it only speaks of true church, it does not say only of one.
如果我们看我们赞美诗后面的这个十大信条，这里信条只说是真教会，并没有说唯一的真教会。
Okay, I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
If I say TJC saves,
如果说真教会能拯救，
Am I implying that there are other churches out there, which can also save?
那我当我这么讲，是否也暗指说其他教会可以做拯救呢
？No, because I'm talking to you. You know that this is the only true church.
因为我是跟你讲，你知道这是唯一的教会。
That's why we say true church.
是为什么我们说真教会
？From the beginning, very beginning, when the church was first established, we know that there is only one.
从教会一开始设立的时候，我们就知道做唯一一个教会而已。
Is that not true?
难道不是这样子吗？
Some people said that used to be only five basic belief in 1967, expanded to 10 basic belief. Isn't that human will?
有人说我们以前只有五大教义而已，但是在1967年却改成为十大信条，这难道不是人的旨意吗？
Isn't that human will? Why would God be inconsistent and not revealed from beginning?
为什么神的作为会不一致呢？为什么不在起初就把这个十大信条显现出来呢？显明出来。
If you look at the five basic beliefs,
如果我们看这个五大教义
they are all connected to salvation.
他们都是跟我们这个救恩有关系的。
If you look at the other five, yeah.
如果我们在 basic beliefs, 如果我们在看这个十大信条
ten article of faith,
在看这个十大信条另外五个。
I want to ask you a question.
我想要问你一个问题。
Do they contradict the scriptures?
它跟这个教会或是圣经里面的章的经卷有抵触吗
？Please tell me which part of the scriptures do you think they contradict?
请你告诉我这个十大信条这个另外五个跟圣经里面的经卷哪里有抵触？没有。
You know, you need to look at things in this way. This is, you know, the good intention of the church to help us, you know, classify the truth and to understand them better.
那我们要从这个角度来看，这是教会的好意，把这个五大教义把它讲得更清楚、更详细啊，让我们来了解明白。
And that should not become a reason for us to challenge, you know, the basic belief of the church.
那不应该这样子，我们就要来挑战我们所相信这个信条或是教义。
Again, you know there's something wrong somewhere.
再一次的，这样子的想法是真的是有问题的。
对。You know, during the lesson, I did mention this. During the lesson, I mentioned.
在我教的课，我提到。
If we are thankful to God,
如果我们很感谢神
，because we are in the one body,
因为我们在这个一体。一个身体里面
，You find that we will do whatever we can to make sure that the church will become united.
我们会这样尝试我们所做我们所能做的，让这个教会成为一体。
If we don't believe in the basic belief of the church,
如果我们不相信这个基本教义的话
，or if we have already accepted another form of belief, another body of belief,
或者是我们接受另外一种信念，另外一种不一样的。
Then surely we'll do whatever we can to knock down the existing belief.
那我们就会尽我们所能，要把这个以前所相信的这个教义或是信条，把它拉倒。
Do you think this mindset is spiritual or is wicked?
那你觉得这样子的想法是属灵的吗？或是很邪恶的
？That's why I ask you again. Yeah, ten article of faith.
所以我问说，我们这个十大信条
，Does any one of them contradict the Bible？
任何其中一条跟我们圣经的经卷有任何抵触吗
？Please show me. If you think is, you know,
如果你认为有违背或抵触的，你也可以跟我分享，跟大家分享。
No contradiction, actually.
所以是没有一点都没有抵触的。
Okay, next question.
下一个问题。
Some people say that we are all part of this true church. That since we have no way of knowing, maybe God has another church somewhere that preaches 10 basic beliefs too, but we just don't know, so we should not just categorically say that there is no other church out there, part of this true church, that we are just one of them.
有些人说我们都是这个真教会, 那因为我们没有办法来真的知道说神是否有其他的教会在这个教会以外的。 那我们不知道有没有其他教会在传这个十大信条，我们不知道，那我们如果不知道的话，那我们是否应该就一口回绝说没有其他的这个真教会呢？
Okay, I think if I have understood this question correctly,
如果我明白了解这个问题的话,
it's like, you know, saying that the true Jesus Church is only one of the many, you know, true churches.
这个问题应该是说, 真耶稣教会是其中一个会得救的真教会之一。
Because we cannot really, you know, prove that there isn't any out there.
因为我们不能证明说除了我们以外没有其他的真教会。
We use the Bible as our standard of belief.
我们用圣经来做我们这个相信的一个标准。
The Bible says there is only one church, one body.
圣经说只有一个教会，一个身体。
Should we not believe in that?
那难道我们不应该这么相信吗？
There is only one. This is what Paul says.
这只有一个而已，这保罗也是这么说的。
If I'm correct, yeah, I think about when is it? 2 years ago. Or 2 or 3 years ago.
如果我没有记错的话，两三年前。
You know, someone, you know, did a search.
有一个人做了一些搜寻。
And he found that there were about 40,000 registered Christian denominational churches throughout the world.
这个人在网上做了搜寻，然后发现。 在这个有总共在世界上各国有差不多有四万个注册的这个基督徒的教派
40,000
四万
Alright, people might question, how do you know amongst them there is no true church?
那有人问说，为什么你能确信说在这四万个教会里面没有一个是真教会呢？
The Bible says there is only one.
因为圣经就这么明明的说，只有一个而已。
Zion is established above all the other mountains and hills.
因为这个西安是按在各的这个其他的高山上面所设立的。God
has only one body of people, one only one body of people.
神只有这个他的选民只有一个身体的而已。That's
it.
就是这样子。Yeah,
I base my faith on the Bible. That's it.
我们的信仰是根据这个圣经所传的。
Because this is what the Bible teaches.
这个就是圣经怎么的教导我们的。
Right, the next question.
下一个问题。
It is important for a worker of church or RE teachers to believe all 10 basic beliefs. Is it important? Is it important for a worker of church or RE teachers to believe all 10 basic beliefs?
一个教会的工人或是宗教教育的教员，相信我们的十大教义，十大信条，这是不是很重要呢？
What if RE teachers, and RE teachers or deacons or council member, no longer believe we are only true church, we are the only true church? How to deal with this worker?
那如果说我们有教员，或者是工作人员，或者是。 这个职务会的成员或者是圣职人员不再相信我们这个十大信条或是唯一的教会的话，那我们要如何处置或是如何来做这些人呢？
My humble suggestion is the church should reteach this person.
我的建议说教会应该在教导这些人。
OK, I finish all the questions.
好，所以这是所有的问题。
Are you happy?
大家满意吗？
If you are not happy, you can voice out.
如果不满意的话，我们可以在这里发言。
But I'm very happy with myself.
传道很满意。
No, the truth is not relative. Yeah? The truth is absolute.
这个真不是相对的，真是绝对的。
We cannot compromise the truth.
我们绝对不能对这个真来妥协的。
We are not being rough or being unreasonable, no.
我们不是说强词夺理或是不合理的。
Because if we allow this to come into the church, then we find that the truth will be blurred.
如果我们让这样的道理、这样的想法进到教会里啊，那以后我们发现我们这个道理就会变成模棱两可。
It will come to a point that, you know, the TJC is no different from all the other churches.
甚至到了一个地步，这个真教会、真耶稣教会跟外面的其他的基督教派已经没有什么两样了。
Can you see the danger?
所以你可以看出这个危险在哪里。
We cannot compromise.
我们绝对不能妥协。
There is only one. The truth is.
只有一个真的教会。
There is only one true church.
只有一个真教会。
One set of belief.
只有一个真一套真的信仰。信条。
We turn to Ephesians.
我们翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
We read verse 4.
第四节。
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling.
第四节，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
Here Paul says there is only one body, and this one body is church. Yeah.
所以这里保罗说，这只有一个身体，这个身体就是神的教会。
I want to read chapter 2.
我们再来读第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
We read verse 16.
第二章十六节。
And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body.Through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
You know, Gentiles and Jewish people alike, when they are reconciled to God, they are put in one body.
所以不论是犹太人或是外邦人，当他们灭了这个冤仇，就合为一体了。
It's very clear, only one body.
这里想得很清楚，只有一体而已。
You know, after a person has been reconciled to God,
所以一个人跟神和好了以后
he is put into this one body.
他就放进在这个一体里面。
This is the church of God.
这就是神的教会。
So there's only one.
所以只有一个教会。
Okay, now chapter 4, yeah?
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
One Lord, one faith, yeah? And one baptism.
一主一信一喜。
There's only one kind of faith.
只有一种信仰。
We must share the same faith.
我们要相信这个一种信仰。
I think this is absolutely important for us to grow together as a church.
要让教会成长，就相信这个信仰是非常重要的。
We turn to 2 Peter.
我们翻开彼得后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章
verse 1.
彼得后书第一章第一节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 1.
彼得后书第一章第一节。
Simon Peter, a born servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
第一节，做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Here we are told that the people have obtained like precious faith with the apostle, with us here, with the apostle.
说这些人与 使徒们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Or in another translation, it says faith of the same value.
就是一样信心的。
One faith.
一个信仰。
So the value of your faith should be identical to mine.
所以你们的信仰跟传道信仰是一样的。
If I believe that baptism saves.
如果我们相信说这个洗礼能让我们得救
，Then you should also believe that baptism saves.
那你也应该相信说这个洗礼能让你得救。
If everyone believes that there is only one true church,
如果每一个人都相信说只有一个真教会
，So you must also must share the same belief.
那你也应该分享这一样同样的这个信条。
If you have a different, faith,
如果你有不一样的信仰
，Then you are not part of this community of faith.
那你就不再是这个同样的一个信仰的
团体里面。Physically, you may be in the church.
也许这个在身体上、物质上，你是在这个团体里面。
But in the spirit, you are no longer here in the church.
但是在属灵上，你已经不在这个教会里面。
Because you do not accept the initial faith that you have received.
因为你不再相信接受你刚起初所相接受的这个信仰。
You don't share the same faith with us anymore.
你已经不再跟这个团体相信一样的信仰了，是不一样的信仰了。
Return to Titus.
我们请翻开提多书
，Chapter One.
提多书第一章。
We read verse four.
第一章第四节。
Just read the first part. To Titus, a true son in our common faith.
第四节。就是照着我们写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道。
So Paul and Titus share, the same faith.
所以保罗跟这个提多是有一样的共信之道。
They believe in, the same set of doctrines.
所以他们相信一样的一套的信仰。
In the early church.、Yeah?
我们知道在起初的教会
the church followed the doctrines of the apostles.
这教会是跟着遵行使徒的教训的。
We turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们请翻开使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
We read, verse 42.
42节。
And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
四十二节都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
Here it says they continue steadfastly.
所以他们恒心遵守。
What does the word steadfast mean to you?
这个恒心对你来说是什么意思呢
？Unshakable.
就是不能摇动的
unchanging
不能改变的
always stays the same
一直是持续的不变的
so they continue steadfastly in the my version says apostles doctrines
所以他们就恒心的遵守使徒的教训
the English say doctrines
这个 英文是写着说教义
so whatever the apostles said they follow
所以使徒说什么他们就遵守。
We read one more verse.
我们再读一节。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Sorry, First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
Chapter one.
第一章。
We read verse 3.
第一章第三节。
As I urge you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
第三节，我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
Other doctrines, my version says.
在英文 的翻译本是写说不能传其他的教义。
Here Paul commissioned Timothy to carry out a very important task.
所以这里保罗吩咐提摩太去做一件很重要的事。
To ask him to charge some that teach other doctrines, not to teach other doctrines.
去嘱咐那些人不可以传其他的教义。
Indicating that, in the early church, there is only one set of doctrines.
这可以告诉我们说，在那起初使徒时代的教会只有一套这个教义。
So anyone who does not follow this set of doctrine,
所以任何人不遵守这个教义的话，
the church must warn them.
这个教会就应该要警告他们。
If you know that someone is preaching something contrary to our belief,
所以如果你知道有人在传跟我们教会不一样的信仰，不一样的教义，
the church has the power and authority to charge the person not to speak again.
所以教会有这个权力跟权柄来嘱咐这些人不可以再传这个跟教会不一样的教义。
If he or she doesn't listen,
如果他不听的话，
the church must take action.
那教会就要做再来的动作。
Otherwise, the church will become corrupt.
不然的话，这个教会就会被腐败。
We love everyone, but we fear no one at the same time.
我们是爱每一个人，但是我们不惧怕任何人。
The church may need to have this courage to
这个教会
to warn those who preach the gospel.
需要有这个勇气来嘱咐那些传这个不一样教义的人。
Okay, actually, I still got something to share with you, but I think now is the time to pray.
我还有一些要跟你分享的，但是现在是祷告的时间。
I think that is important as well.
我想这个也是很重要的。
It's an idea that has been, floating around in the church.
这是已经在教会有提到的一些东西。
Saying that, you know, the TJC will decline.
说教会会没落。真教会会没落。
I think there's an issue that we can talk about later on.
这是我们可以谈的。
If you want to remain, then you are free to remain. If you want to, you know, for those who live far away, then if you want to go, then please feel free to go.
如果你要留下来，很欢迎你们留下来，在我们可以继续查考。如果你住的比较远，你就可以先走。
Okay. Any other question?
还有没有其他的问题？
比较。
So we were talking about in John that the God has other sheep.Does that mean that God has another church somewhere that believe in the same gospel?
Okay, I think we read John again.
Let's 我们再看约翰福音。
And then we'll read John chapter 10.
我们请看约翰福音第十章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人。
Jesus said there are other sheep.
主耶稣说他另外有羊。
My understanding is this.
这是我的了解。
Now, if you read John 17,
如果你读约翰福音十七章的话，
Jesus is saying that those who will believe in him in the future, those who believe in him,
主耶稣指着将来会相信他的那些人。
Right? In verse 20, 17 verse 20.
在十七节十七章二十节这么说的。
And for this sheep to come to the fold of God,
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
For other sheep to come into this fold of God.
所以要让其他的羊来到这个群里面。
Like what is said here, they must listen to the voice of Jesus.
他们必须要听主的声音。
The voice here is the truth. Yeah.
这个主的声音就是主的话。
Only by listening to the voice, then they can be one flock and one shepherd.
只有他们听主的话，主的真理，他们才能成为一群。
Chapter 17, verse 20.
在约翰福音十七章二十节。
Now, for these people who will believe in the future to come to join this flock, they must listen to the words of the apostles.
所以这些以后会来相信成为一群的，他们必须要相信这个使徒所传的教训。
Listening and believing in the truth is the standard. Yeah, cannot be changed.
这个标准前提就是说要听到跟相信，这是不能改变的。
Meaning to accept the truth.
这表示说他们要能接受这个真理。
If they do not accept,
如果他们不能接受的话，
they can never be part of the flock.
他们就不能
part of this sheepfold.
他们就不能成为这一群里面的。
没有这样讲，没有这样说。Listen to the voice of God, he said. Listen to the voice. I think we pray, huh?
所以我们一起现在
Okay.